and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
75 very comfortable degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hey, everybody, this is KPR. Anyway, mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s, lows in the upper 60s with a chance of rain late tomorrow night. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn more about the impact of Hurricane Debbie. The storm is still dumping record amounts of rain in parts of the U.S. Before we get to 4 o'clock, even before the COVID pandemic, Kansas school districts were doubling down on technology and buying devices for every student. Now concerns about too much screen time have some schools rethinking the value of computers in classrooms.
We know technology is the future, but we also know it may not be the most appropriate thing for them to be using hours on end.
We'll hear how some Kansas districts are scaling back on technology and what that means for students and teachers coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 78 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Manhattan, 78 in Atchison. The time is 3:20.
Following an expedited vetting process, Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. And as they make their debut in Philadelphia and then head out on a tour of the swing states, voters are wondering what Walz will bring to the ticket. We have analysis of the pick and what it means for the election going forward. Next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
Stick around. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we have that special report on screen time and how Kansas educators are pondering what to do about its excess. It's 82 degrees in Abilene and 82 in Manhattan. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. It's primary election day in Kansas. Polls remain open until 7 p.m. local time. Voters are selecting candidates for Congress, the State House, and key local offices. Brian Ellison has an overview.
Democrat Charisse Davids will find out today which Republican opponent she'll face as she tries to hold on to her seat representing much of the Kansas City area in Congress, physician Prasanth Reddy or small business owner Karen Sirkovich. Meanwhile, second district voters will choose between five Republicans, including former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt, or two Democrats, community developer Matthew Kleinman and former Congress member Nancy Boyda. And in Johnson County, controversial sheriff Calvin Hayden faces a GOP primary challenge from his former undersheriff, Doug Bedford. I'm Brian Ellison.
Cyber criminals are increasingly targeting Kansas and Missouri hospitals with ransomware attacks. New research finds the attacks are especially harmful for hospitals in rural areas. Ransomware attacks often force hospitals to divert patients to other facilities. The revenue loss hits rural hospitals harder because they have a smaller financial cushion. Hannah Neprash at the University of Minnesota had this takeaway for hospital administrators.
We're never going to get the number of cyber attacks down to zero. So plan for what you can do when they do happen to make sure that you keep patients safe and you provide the care that patients need.
She says rural hospitals should coordinate their plans regionally so they aren't overburdened if they need to take in patients from nearby facilities. The Academy of American Poets has awarded a $50,000 fellowship to Kansas Poet Laureate Tracy Brimhall. She is one of 22 Poets Laureate nationwide to receive the award. The money will be used for public poetry programs in each laureate's state or community. Brimhall's project will connect Kansas's agricultural roots, foods, and cultural histories with poetry and will help create a community poetry cookbook. Her project will also involve a poem game, which is called Paiku, designed to bring food and poetry to younger audiences. For more information on the Kansas Fellowship Project and all of the 2024 recipients, visit poets.org. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines in Bloomington, Indiana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Even before COVID-19 ushered in remote learning, Kansas school districts were doubling down on technology. But things are starting to change. As Suzanne Perez reports, concerns about too much screen time have some schools rethinking the value of computers in the classroom.
Spend time in almost Kansas News Service. I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on education, health, and many other issues, along with how they all connect to public policy. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, conversation with former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She has a new book out. It's called The Art of Power. Learn about Nancy Pelosi's long political career and the art of persuasion. We will also get the results of a new NPR poll regarding the Harris-Walz ticket, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 82 degrees in Emporia, 78 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
It's official. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. We'll have analysis of what the choice means for the Democratic ticket. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Thanks so much for choosing KPR as your afternoon companion today. In our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update on the riots in the UK. What exactly happened? What touched them all off? We'll learn about the once and future world record holder in the pole vault. And we will talk about an elaborate hoax that happened about 75 years ago on the island of Nantucket. A giant sea monster was, and I'm doing the air quotes here, was seen. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's classical music with Destiny. Tonight, a voyage into the moonlight, plus a rhapsody by Rachmaninoff, Church Windows of Respighi. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR 1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR 2, however, stay tuned for Reveal at 7 o'clock. It's 89 degrees in Chanute, 80 in Atchison. It's 4:20.
Support for NP.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition comes your way. The latest national, international, and regional news. We'll be talking about primary election results here more locally. Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info booth Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire.
Regional headlines coming your way in just a couple of minutes. It is 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Voters in Kansas are casting ballots in the primary election today. One of the most important races is for the 2nd Congressional District. That covers Topeka, Baldwin City, in southeastern Kansas. Outside of a polling place in downtown Baldwin City, retired teacher Michelle Kirk said she struggled to choose between the two Democratic candidates, Nancy Boyda and Matt Kleinman. She says transgender rights are a major issue for her.
I know so many folks who are trans. Youth and adults, and both of them have kindness towards both of those areas, so I wanted both of them to win.
Five candidates are competing for the Republican nomination as well. Cyber criminals are increasingly targeting Kansas hospitals with ransomware attacks. New research finds the attacks are especially harmful for hospitals in rural areas. Ransomware attacks often force hospitals to divert patients to other facilities. The revenue loss hits rural hospitals harder because they have a smaller financial cushion. Hannah Niprash at the University of Minnesota had this takeaway for hospital administrators.
We're never going to get the number of cyber attacks down to zero. So plan for what you can do when they do happen to make sure that you keep patients safe and you provide the care that patients need.
She says rural hospitals should coordinate their plans regionally so they aren't overburdened if they need to take in patients from nearby facilities. Hundreds of people braved the heat last night as a new Jackie Robinson statue was unveiled at the home field of a youth baseball league named in honor of the legend. Kylie Cameron reports from League 42's home field in Wichita.
After playing an entire season without him, Jackie Robinson is back at League 42's ball fields. The new statue came from the cast of the original, which was designed by a late friend of the league's executive director. The original statue was stolen in January by thieves who intended to sell it for scrap metal. Marcus Jones is one of the 600 players in League 42.
So Jackie Robinson was the first African-American to play Major League Baseball, and he was one of the greatest players of all time, and he put a spark in all of us.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars donated to replace the statue went to improving the area around it and to upgrading the league's facilities and academic programs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening. After midnight, we do have a slight chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 60s. Partly sunny on Thursday, becoming more humid with highs in the mid 80s and lows in the mid 60s on Thursday night. It's 4:35.
A little more of that right now. For NPR News, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III in Nantucket.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, Tim Walz is going to be Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate. Who is he? Well, he's a second-term Minnesota governor. He has kind of a folksy demeanor. He helped greenlight a whole slate of progressive policy priorities in Minnesota. Went on, he was in the military, became a command sergeant major. We'll talk about him, learn more about him, coming up on KPR. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow, it is 78 degrees in Lawrence and 83 in Manhattan at 10 minutes before 5.
Bull Wines, inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, committed to connecting travelers deeper into the wonders of planet Earth, from Antarctica to the Galapagos Islands. More at natgeoexpeditions.com/cruises. This is NPR.
It's official. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. We'll have analysis of what the choice means for the Democratic ticket. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. Get caught up on national, international, and, of course, regional news. We'll have primary results for you 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:06.
Los Angeles in 2028. Braking won't be a part of the program. Juana Summers, NPR News, Paris.
Before he was announced as the Democratic vice presidential candidate, a lot of people outside of Minnesota might not have recognized the name Tim Walz.
Some people say, well, I haven't heard of him. Well, maybe that's because he's just been doing his job for all these years.
So now that Kamala Harris has chosen Walz as her running mate, what will he bring to the ticket? Hear more on the Consider This podcast. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour news headlines, we will learn more about Tropical Storm Debbie causing extensive flooding in South Carolina. In Charleston, a curfew is in effect until at least tomorrow morning. We are expecting that complex of clouds to continue drenching the region for the next several days. So we will talk about that. Then, even before the COVID pandemic got going, Kansas school districts were doubling down on technology and buying devices for every student. But now concerns about too much screen time have some schools rethinking the value of computers in the classroom.
We know technology is the future, but we also know it may not be the most appropriate thing for them to be using hours on end.
We'll hear how some Kansas districts are scaling back on technology, what that could mean for students and teachers, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. You're listening to KPR and the time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition, getting your day started off with the very latest news. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Stay with us. Up next, we have news headlines. It's 82 degrees in Abilene, 79 in Atchison, 89 in Chanute. That's the hot spot this afternoon. The time is 5:20. Try it again. It's 5:30. As I said, the news is next.
Well, on Wall Street, stocks rebounded one day after its worst drop on Wall Street in almost 2 years. The Dow is up 0.8%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans are voting in primary elections today to choose which candidates will represent each major party in the November general election. The second district race for Congress has drawn lots of attention since Republican Representative Jake LaTurner announced he would not seek re-election. Five Republicans and two Democrats are vying for that seat. Pete Layall of Topeka is a Democrat. He voted for Nancy Boida. He says he wants someone in office who advocates for the homeless.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, there should be more people wanting to go out there and tell people that, you know, you can change.
Community developer Matt Kleinman is also running on the Democratic side. Republican candidates include former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt, the previous head of the Kansas Livestock Association, Sean Tiffany, and former Trump appointee Jeff Kars. Cyber criminals are increasingly targeting Kansas and Missouri hospitals with ransomware attacks. New research finds the attacks are especially harmful for hospitals in rural areas. Ransomware attacks often force hospitals to divert patients to other facilities. The revenue loss hits rural hospitals harder because they have a smaller financial cushion. Hannah Niprash at the University of Minnesota had this takeaway for hospital administrators.
We're never going to get the number of cyber attacks down to zero. So plan for what you can do when they do happen to make sure that you keep patients safe and you provide the care that patients need.
She said rural hospitals should coordinate their plans regionally so they aren't overburdened if they need to take in patients from nearby facilities. Well, hundreds of people braved the heat last night as a new Jackie Robinson statue was unveiled at the home field of a youth baseball league named in honor of the legend. Kylie Cameron reports from League 42's home field in Wichita.
After playing an entire season without him, Jackie Robinson is back at League 42's ball fields. The new statue came from the cast of the original, which was designed by a late friend of the league's executive director. The original statue was stolen in January by thieves who intended to sell it for scrap metal. Marcus Jones is one of the 600 players in League 42.
So Jackie Robinson was the first African-American to play Major League Baseball, and he was one of the greatest players of all time, and he put a spark in all of us.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars donated to replace the statue went to improving the area around it and to upgrading the league's facilities and academic programs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Partly cloudy skies later tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s. Slight chance of showers and storms Thursday morning and more humid with a high in the mid 80s. It's 5:35.
This and their communities. For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines in Bloomington, Indiana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Even before COVID-19 ushered in remote learning, Kansas school districts were doubling down on technology. But things are starting to change. As Suzanne Perez reports, concerns about too much screen time have some schools rethinking the value of computers in the classroom.
Spend time in Almost Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on education, health, and many other issues, along with how they all connect to public policy. You can get more information at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. We do not have to say bye-bye-bye to you until 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the next hour and 10 minutes, an update of news headlines, an interview with former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, get you the results of a brand new NPR poll talking about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and we'll get you an update on the terrible riots in the United Kingdom. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark to the region's World War I veterans, providing information and interactive exhibits on the causes, impact, and effects of the war. Information at theworldwar.org.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/adfree. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
It's official. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. We'll have analysis of what the choice means for the Democratic ticket. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.